if there is some questions or doubts about Krishna consciousness or chosen way, we can clarify. Because read we can do separately, but we can discuss something. Actually, this same question Arjuna asked Krishna, and he asked him, "Well, Krishna, you want me to approach a man who knows truth fully, but what are his qualities? Like, how does he walk? How does he speak? Whatever, you know, some external qualities." And Krishna says, "No, there is no external quality. You can know this man only if you have faith, because our connection with the higher substance can be only if we are a slave and this substance is predominating and we are predominated like that. So there is no external qualities by which we can identify internal mood of a person. And this is true only not in spiritual sense, but also in material sense. When, how can you identify the best chess player, suppose? Or how can you identify a man or a woman who is in love? By photo, you cannot tell the difference between those who don't play chess or they play chess. You can identify only by asking those who you trust that that person play chess well. Or some people say we can play chess with him and then we can identify that he is a good chess player. But if we don't play chess at all, so anybody who plays a little bit better than we do, he also a good chess player for us. So we have to approach those who is accepted as a authority in this field. But of course here we come to such a subject as a faith. If we don't have faith, then we can't do nothing. And once Srila Sridhar Maharaj explained that when Gandhi started his movement, disobedience civil movement, he wanted his people don't buy fabric from the British. So he explained that. So that poor people from villages could produce fabric and sell to people in general. And the Japanese, as they always are, they're clever, so they started to duplicate this fabric and it looks same. You couldn't tell the difference between imitation fabric, khadi, handmade fabric, and real one that was brought from village. And again, money starts flowing to Japan. So Gandhi said that I authorize certain people or certain organizations who will give you the real handmade fabric. And if you approach these organizations or these people, they will supply you the real fabric, and money that you pay them would go to villagers, to village people. So in this way, when we ask who is real Vaishnava, we have to approach those who are authorized by higher authority. And if we serve them, then our energy or our spiritual money naturally flows to right source. Like that. But there is no external manifestations of Vaishnava, because we cannot know what is inside of the person. He may be moved by lust or by love. We don't know. So this is the question of all questions. And by the grace of our guardians, when they are about to leave this world of external experience, they say, so this is next guardian, so he can guide you. And when he leaves, he tells you, this is next guardian, he can guide you. Like yesterday Shiva Gurudev explained that among Mahaprabhu's associates there were many pure devotees, but Mahaprabhu called them all, and in public he told that this young man is Rupa Goswami. He will be the originator and the father of this sampradaya. So it was not like people gathered and voted. So, okay, this man, he is most learned, or this man comes from a certain noble family or whatever, or this man served our guru for a long time, so he is the most appropriate man. No, it's not like that. It's not a question of election. It's a question of selection. So the higher selects the lower. Something like that.
Sridhar Maharaj, in Subjective Evolution, Sridhar Maharaj has told that Germany, Hegelian philosophy, is very much related to, very much close to Vaishnavism. How is it close? How can we think that it is close?
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that there is no useless thought. Every thought has some use. So if we know the final object, then thoughts are like roads. If thought is bad, we cannot reject it. We can improve it. We can make it a good road. So in case of Hegel or other philosophers, maybe his thought was not from absolute point of view correct, but if we know the final object, that is unconditional surrender to the God, then this thought we can adjust and make it better and make it appropriate for our goal. He doesn't make show. He lives in village, as we know. Because in village you don't have rules and regulations. But in cities you have to establish your power. You have to follow some rules. Like when Krishna left Vrindavan, and he used to live in city, so he followed some rules. But in village, when he was young, he didn't follow any rules. He could steal, he could enjoy with opposite sex, he could do anything. And according to Vaishnava philosophy, in line of Rupa Goswami, when we find God getting most enjoyment, where he enjoys more, this is the original God. And where he restricts himself in any way, by his own will or by others, when he gets little restrictions, this is not original. So in original place, he doesn't play, he lives. But in other places, he plays. He plays some role. But the area where he doesn't play, and this is Vrindavan, where he doesn't play a role, he is himself. He is by himself and for himself. But in other places, he is for others, and he needs somebody, some support, like that. So original Krishna is where he doesn't restrict himself in any way. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says finally that give up all duties. Give up all duties, and we think that we should give up all duties, and one duty, we must have one duty only for Krishna. But Krishna says all duties, even for me, he says. I want you associate with me not by duty but by love. So give up all duties. Only love I need, he says. He says that you are attractive and I am attractive, so what should we wait for? Why do we wait for something? So give up all duties, just motivate by love. But we cannot imitate this. We cannot imitate love or desperation. Like if I say, now be desperate, so what would you do? Jump or lie? Or you cannot imitate these things. So Krishna says that, I wait for you when you are not motivated by duty. I wait for you when you are motivated by love. But to develop this love, there is no trainings. Like I go for some gym class or some brain training class and get love for God. No, it comes naturally when it comes from the higher source. If we could get happiness for love by ourselves, then everybody would do this long before. So that means that happiness and love is not in our hands. It comes from the higher source and touch us. And as Srila Sridhar Maharaj says, once it touch you, then you follow, then you run after that. But you cannot develop it, pull it from your pocket.
We are talking about Vaikuntha is the supreme transcendental plane. Why we are talking much about Vaikuntha plane?
Vaikuntha, it's generic term which means the kingdom of God. This is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is the place where a particle of consciousness can participate in life of God. But there God is mostly Father or Supreme Judge or Creator or Maintainer, some
King.
Yes, King. And there are some zones in the kingdom of God where God is not a king, where God is vulnerable and gentle child, where he doesn't rule by his power, because he has no power. In higher realms of spiritual world, he has no power. He is only beautiful. And by his beauty, those who have power, they are attracted. Those like Shakti, or as we say, Srimati Radharani, he is a personified Shakti, the power. So she is attracted by the beauty. She has all power, so she could rule. But she is so devoted to him. She is so attracted by his beauty that she doesn't want to rule. So all her power is controlled by his beauty. But he has no power. He has only beauty. So this is definition of Jiva Goswami. He says that Bhagavan is not one who is powerful. He is not one who forces you to serve him, but he is so beautiful that you want to serve him. You cannot but serve him. So this is slight difference. So if there is such a conception of God, that means there must be a place where this conception of God resides. And this place is called Vrindavan. If God is all beautiful and not powerful, there must be some place where he is beautiful and not powerful. Because in the kingdom of God, he is king and he has all power. So different conceptions of God have appropriate or respectful places where they reside. And our line tries to push us to that conception where Krishna is not powerful, but he is merciful, beautiful, and gentle, and tender. So this is what our line is, line of our philosophy. The original Krishna, like the chief executive in the state, in the country, when he shows up, he shows all his power. Like our president, Mr. Putin, he has this case, nuclear case. His secretary always carries with him. So in this way he shows all his power. But when he is in picnic with his girlfriends or whatever, in hideaway place, he doesn't show his power to his close lovers and his mother and his friends. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the great reformers of humankind, when they came, they tried to establish the love of God. But stupid people, they used to turn these ideas into God fear of God. So like that fear of God or the awareness of His power is lower. Shrama says that love has subjective existence, as we persons have our existence. So love and happiness has its own super subjective existence. It's not in us. It's not like when I want I can pull it out. It has its higher plane of existence, super subjective. And it can touch us and withdraw itself, but we cannot find it. Love has its own existence. Like, you know, we are searching for it. And when love as a subjective being wants to touch us, it touches us. We're trying to get it. This is our inherited right. We try to get it, but when love wants, it allows us to touch it. But no other way.
Yes. This is the flute of Krishna.